The Police Reporter. Reporter is here with another true story of a crime, an exciting and baffling mystery that happened in Philadelphia over 20 years ago.
Late one fall afternoon, Dr. Sawtelle Rankin was called to the home of Mr. and Mrs. Danz of Philadelphia. Mr. Danz had been his patient for over a year. He ran up the front steps of their rather elaborate home and rang the doorbell.
It's you, Doctor.
You telephoned, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Mr. Danz is awful sick again. You'd better hurry.
Well, how long has he been like that, eh?
Oh, he's been screaming like that since just before I telephoned you about 15 minutes ago. It's terrible, ain't it?
I'll see what I can do. You'd better come along with me. I may need your help.
Mrs. Danz is with her husband. This way, Doctor.
Oh, thank goodness you've come, Doctor.
He's pretty bad, eh?
Yes, I don't know what to think. Oh, I can't stand much more of that.
I don't think you'll have to, Mrs. Danz. I'm afraid it's about over.
You think William's dying, Doctor?
Yes, Mrs. Danz. It's just a matter of minutes.
Oh, shall I stay here with him?
No, I think the best thing for you is to lie down. I'll call you when the end comes.
Yes, Doctor. Oh, it's been terrible. He suffered so.
Twenty minutes later, William Danz was dead, and the doctor had given the cause as chronic gastritis. 3 days later, he was buried, and in 3 months, he was forgotten by everyone but his widow. Then a strange thing happened. Our scene is once more the Danz home.
Officer, some of my relatives have been doing a lot of talking about my husband's death. They seem to think he was poisoned.
And so you called me in to shut up this talk, is that it?
Yes, officer.
Well, tell you what I'll do. I'll give out a report to the papers that the police have investigated these poisoning rumors and found there was nothing to them. That's simple enough, isn't it?
I'm afraid it won't be as easy as all that, officer. The maid found something which I think you should know about.
What is it?
Tell him, Emma.
What's
the matter? Afraid of something?
And there's things going on I'm afraid to talk about.
Oh, come now, Emma, come now. Don't act like a child.
Come on, out with it. What did you find?
Those little papers there. I was cleaning out the cupboard, and I found them away in the back of the top shelf.
What are they?
Each one of these papers contains about 5 grains of low-grade arsenic. I've examined them.
Any idea how long they've been on that top shelf?
No, sir. We never use any of the stuff we keep there, and only clean it up about twice a year.
Well, in that case, Danz may have put it there himself.
Oh, I don't think so, sir. Mr. Danz never came into the kitchen.
Well, I'd hate to give the order to have a body dug up on evidence as flimsy as this. The chief would kick about the expense to the city.
Does that mean you won't do anything?
Well, Mrs. Danz, if I had any definite proof that there'd been foul play, I'd be tickled to death to give this whole thing a good going over. But the way things
well,
are...
Well, would this mean anything to you, officer?
Cracked rabbit's foot.
Yes, why should it surprise you?
Why? A black rabbit's foot is a voodoo sign. Say, where did you get this?
I found it on the windowsill in Mr. Danz's room the day he died.
Well, that's funny. For the past year, I've been detailed to investigate a lot of quack doctors in this town. So you see, I know a little bit about that stuff. A black rabbit's foot is a voodoo charm. A death charm.
Not really.
Yeah. But I didn't know any white people believed in that sort of thing. Any colored people come here?
Why, no. There hasn't been a colored person in this house in 20 years.
Just the same, it's funny. How do you suppose that got into Mr. Dan's bedroom?
The only way it could have gotten there is by someone putting it there.
Well, officer, what do you think now?
I think I've got enough evidence to have that body dug up.
And he did. It was impossible to tell whether the arsenic found came from Dan's stomach or from the fluid with which he had been embalmed. So Detective Gavin started on another track, a search for voodoo doctors. He is now in the consulting room of George Hussey, a colored voodoo doctor.
Listen, Doc, I've been having some awful pains in my back, and I thought you could do something for me.
I ain't a regular doctor, so I can't diagnose for sickness.
Yeah, but I know you could help me a lot more than a regular doctor could. That's why I came here.
How do I know you ain't a detective?
Oh, don't make me laugh. Do I look like a detective?
Listen, mister, I don't think you've got anything wrong with your back. You don't look sick to me. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, the fact is, I'm in a jam. There's somebody I want to put a spell on.
You mean you want to get a charm?
Yeah, a powerful one. I want one so strong it'll get rid of the person I got in mind.
You want them to die?
That's it. One that'll settle them for good.
Well, you see, a thing like
that... Yes, I know. You're stalling. You ain't got a charm as strong as that.
Supposing I was to tell you I have.
You guys are all strong on telling and weak on the doing.
Not me. I got a charm so strong it'll do away with anybody.
And if you have, I'm here to buy it.
It'll cost you plenty of money, white man.
How much?
$200.
That's not too much if it'll do the trick.
You got to pay the $200 in advance. I don't trust no one for this charm.
Well, I'll do that, too. But if it don't work, I'll come back and wreck your joint.
It'll work. Don't you worry about that.
Okay, then. Here's your dough. You want to count it?
$200. Thank you.
Supposing you got into a jam, Hossie, would you spill all you know to the cops? Would you get me into trouble?
Not me. I listens, but I never talks.
Well, you've got the money. Now, what about that charm?
Here it is. White man, this charm will put anybody out of the way. Here's the way you do it. This paper here's got a powder in it. Put a pinch of it in a glass of beer. That'll make them sick, but they'll get well.
I don't want to just make them sick.
Wait till I finish. After they get well, you give them a little more. You keep that up, and each time they'll get a little sicker than there was the time before. In about 2 weeks, the time will come for a real death charm. Then you give them just twice as much powder as you've been giving them. That'll start them screaming.
Is that all there is to it?
No. When they start screaming, you take this.
That's a black rabbit's foot.
That's right. When they start screaming, open the window and throw the black rabbit's foot out. This rabbit's foot is the devil's charm, and it chases all suspicion away from you.
What do I do then?
Nothing. That's all there is to it. Think you can remember that?
Remember it? I'll never forget it.
Gavin then hurried back to the Dan's home. Here he was met by the maid. He dragged her into the living room for questioning.
Now listen, you. You know more than you've told me, so out with it.
I don't know anything. I don't. I won't talk. I won't.
Ah, wait a minute. Why all the excitement?
I'm afraid. Something terrible's happened in this house. I know it.
You got any reason to think that Mr. Dan's was murdered?
I don't know a thing.
You're going to tell me what you know. If you don't do it here, I'll take you down to headquarters.
Are you going to arrest me?
You tell me what you know, you haven't a thing to worry about.
Oh, I got plenty to worry about. If I talk, my life won't be worth a nickel.
Come on, get a grip on yourself. Nothing's going to happen to you.
I ain't afraid to die. But I ain't going to die that way. No, not that way.
Come on, calm down and talk sense. How do I know you didn't plant those arsenic papers in the kitchen cabinet yourself?
Oh, I didn't. I swear I didn't.
You've got a darn good idea who did, though, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, I have.
Then who is it? Come on, out with it.
It's...
Come on.
Look! Look! A face at the window!
Where?
Over there! A colored man! He's looking in here at me!
It's Hossie! Then there is a connection!
At 2 o'clock that night, Gavin and Dr. Rankin were hiding in a dark areaway opposite Hussey's house.
Sorry, Doc. This turns out to be a wild goose chase. Well, but I felt sure something would happen.
It's just about 2 o'clock now. Too late for anyone to show up.
Let's wait just 15 minutes more, and then if no one comes, we'll go home.
Whom are you expecting?
I don't know. But my seeing Hossie hanging around the Dan's house this afternoon makes me pretty sure somebody from there is wanted here, and wanted bad.
Here comes someone down the street.
Watch out. See where they go.
It's a woman. She's turning into Hossie's house. What'll we do?
What do you know about that? Look. The front door's open.
Well, what of it?
How would you like to sneak in and hear something of what's going on?
I don't fancy the idea, but I'll go through with this thing.
Come on, then. Maybe we can sneak in and hide in the hall.
You've been in the house before, then?
Yeah, I consulted old Dr. Quack Hossie. Quiet now.
Shh. I'll follow you.
Hang on to my coattail. Listen. Do you hear anything?
Yes. There are people talking in that room.
Put your ear up against the door. Maybe we can hear what they have to say.
Shh. It don't make any difference to me. When I sold you that charm, you said you'd give me $300 as soon as he was dead. He's been dead over 3 months now, and you still owe me $150.
I just haven't got the cash, but I'll have it in a day or two, I promise you.
You've been promising me for months. Maybe you want me to tell the police I sold your death charm.
Oh, you wouldn't dare.
Why not? I didn't kill him. You did.
What's that?
Someone breaking down that door.
Oh, hide me. Hide me.
Don't move.
Quiet, Honoria.
Dr. Rankin.
It's you, Mrs. Dan.
Oh, help me, Doctor. Help me.
You ain't got nothing on me. I never stole the poison that killed Dan's. She stole it from
me. You're a liar, Hossie, and you're just as guilty as she is.
She talked me into it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to. I swear I didn't want to.
Both were convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to pay the supreme penalty. But the governor of Pennsylvania commuted their sentences to life imprisonment. Both have since died.
The police reporter has just concluded another true story of a crime. He'll be glad to dramatize your favorite true story if you'll just write him in care of this station. Remember, listen for the police reporter. This is a radio release production.